Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good morning. Don't you love that song? That's Antonia Lawrence. You can get that song from Amazon or CD Baby or follow Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. I'm so excited about our program this morning. So glad to have you with us. As she stated, I am Dr. B.J. Relaford, host of Walking in Power Block Talk Radio, which is a component of the Women of Power Network. Of course, we have sponsors, Moby Flyers. Our Moby Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. It's fun to interact with and engage your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. To learn more about it, please go to mobyflyers.mobi. That's mobyflyers.mobi. Also, coming to the beautiful metropolitan Atlanta, April 30th through May 20th, Pastor Val Scarborough's Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. Please visit the website at diamondwomensconference.com. That's diamondwomensconference.com. Now let's hear a little more from some more of our wonderful sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We're so excited this morning to have Daphne Balson with us this morning. She's a life business coach and CEO of Daphne Balson Coaching. We are also on Facebook, Walking in Power, and follow us on Twitter. We'll be in the chat room, so we're going to have a great time with her today. After observing the struggles of young people and adults in her community while in her youth, Daphne Balson had dreamed of one day becoming successful and becoming an inspirational community leader. Now, as CEO of Daphne Balson Coaching, she's passionate about helping clients put systems in place to greater reflect their mission and purpose daily. She's a seasoned mentor, motivational speaker, certified group facilitator, and life and business coach who has facilitated growth opportunities for thousands of youth and adults throughout the East Coast for more than a decade. Her goal is to ensure individuals she serves have the strategy they need to move forward, to meet their goals and produce results when it comes to their lives and business. Walking in Power Radio would like to welcome Daphne Balfin. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm so excited to have you with us this morning.
I'm excited to be here.
Great, great, great. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. I read a little of your bio, but share with them a little more about Daphne Balfin.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I have always had a heart for service to others from the time that I was young, a very, very little girl, and seeing just inequalities, basically noticing that some people had a lot less than others. Some people were a lot less happier than others. Some people seemed like they struggled a lot more than others, and always wanting to do something about it. So a lot of what you'll see that I've done, if you were to, like, look me up online, a lot of the things that I've done since my college years, even in my high school years, has been around really trying to build the community, trying to serve others, trying to be a blessing, trying to be a light. And so in the past few years, I decided to become a life coach. I also am executive director of a nonprofit called Project Inspire, and I started doing programming with that when I was in college to help at-risk youth to really see their possibilities through personal education or professional development. So in a nutshell, I am one who really, really takes seriously my mission to really serve others.
Wow, that is a mission. And I'm so glad mm-hmm. that you listened to that voice that told you to do that, because it's so needed. It's so, so needed in a positive form, in the positive form. So what was your journey to becoming a life and business coach? Excuse me,
yeah,
Is there a difference?
Oh, yes, there is. Well, that's a great question. So my journey was a very interesting one. I was actually a teacher for a number of years, and I was working with some students and would never give up on them and just really pushed hard for them to really flourish in their personal lives and when it came to thinking and dreaming about their futures. And so one of my young people, one of the students, introduced me to her grandfather as her life coach. And I was totally taken aback because that sounded like something that was really deep, really big,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like what I do. I kind of coach people in their lives, not really knowing about the actual career. And then a few years later, I met up with a colleague just catching up in life, and she had actually was taking a course in life coaching and offered for me to come along with her to this course, to like a 3-day conference. And it was free, and it usually would cost $1,000 or so. And I was like, no, doesn't seem like something I'd want to do. Not realizing that, kind of God was tugging at my heart and my spirit to do this. And a few years later, transitioning from one job to the next, a mentor said, why don't you just go on and become a life coach? And again, it just seemed so abstract to me. It didn't seem like something that I could really do and be comfortable in, and I didn't really know what exactly it was. And the last thing that happened that really pushed me towards this was I fell in love with someone who was in Florida who ended up being my husband when I was in Virginia. And I knew after being proposed to and realizing I was going to make this move to Florida that I needed to do something next that was going to pull together everything that I am in something that was really going to allow me to live a purpose-driven life on a daily basis in my new marriage and in this new transition in life. And so that, when I looked at it, was life coaching. And so the difference between a life and a business coach, and I do both, is a life coach a life coach covers every kind of category of coaching. But life coaches are usually known for more personal development, which can include spiritual development, health, personal fitness, relationships, how to be happier, anything dealing with domestic violence, any kind of thing, even relationship coaching, which is coaching, life coaching specifically. But I wanted people to know that I could also help them grow their businesses in a way that's also encouraging and supportive, and that's what a business coach is. My specialty is in dealing with people who are trying to launch a startup business and really helping them to get moving and to get moving consistently so that they can have a business that they could be proud of and have clients and income that they can also be proud of.
Wow. So a business coach takes that person's vision and assists them to the next dimension in their business. Is that correct?
That is totally correct. That is completely correct.
Wow. So how do you, as the coach, pull that greater vision out of them when they've probably done the business plan and all the different areas that is to take you to that next level? How do you, as a business coach, come in and really nurture that?
That is an awesome question. And the reason why I love I was thinking about being a business consultant, but in realizing kind of the intersection between a business consultant and a coach, the reason why I love it so much is because I ask a lot of questions that not only connect to the client's business plan and those action steps and those objectives, but who the client is, where their heart is, where their faith is, where their drive is. What about, you know, their procrastination, their time management, their organization? And so in a complimentary session, I always start out with clients with a complimentary session. We dig deep into all of those things. And I basically say, so what is it that you hope to do? Where are you now in that in your action plan? Where do you want to be? What's stopping you? Why is it so important that you're able to achieve this goal of doing this business? And so in the what's stopping you, anything can come up. It could be relationships. I have no time. I'm a full-time parent. I'm in school right now. I have a job. I started 10 years ago. I stopped 2 years after that. Haven't been doing it for 8 years, and I'm ready to start going again. So it's really tackling what else is going on when it comes to your business. And then my undergraduate degree is in public relations. And the reason why I'm here tonight is because I wanted to learn how to make businesses grow. I saw a lot of businesses in my neighborhood that were open, but nobody was inside very often when I was growing up. And so I wanted to be able to figure out how do you get people to action, to be interested in what you're doing, and then to move and to support it. And so that's kind of what I also teach clients. So how can you make this business one that is successful, that is flourishing? And I have a lot of experience in programs. Working a lot with programs and other nonprofits that serve people in different ways and growing them. And so I'm very passionate about helping people who want to change the world and helping them figure out how to do that with the structures and systems that exist in society and in business.
Wow. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Just hearing that, it's really it's a blessing because I can hear the passion in your voice. And, you know, there is something different between a coach. A consultant will come in and do the job that they have been trained to do. But I think a business coach will come in and do the job that they've been called to do. So in our society, with all of the resources that exist online and in media, why would someone seek out a life coach? I mean, there's information everywhere. Why would they seek out a life coach?
You know, that's an awesome question, and a lot of my clients are very ambitious people who they know how to look for resources and how to gather resources for themselves. But in life coaching, I'm asking a lot of empowering questions, to push my clients further into really analyzing what is stopping them from doing what they need to do and then in creating the action steps to move forward. So an example of where that could come into place is like someone has all of the websites, all of the resources, they have their business plan ready to move their business forward. They may have even registered the business, but they have no clients. Or they have programs, but nobody is coming. No one is signing up. Or they just don't feel like doing anything for weeks at a time and are not really sure why. So with a life coach, I'm able to come in and help cause massive impact. So in the months that I work with clients, every time we have a session, there's action steps before the next session. with some clients if they're super busy and they're not able to complete action steps between sessions, every session is a powerhouse session. We're actually taking action. We're walking through different things that you need to do in order to move your business forward in a way that they really haven't delved into it before. The ability for me to support clients, to encourage them, to celebrate with them, and some of the components that are missing when it comes to people trying to do things on their own. They feel like they're not really moving fast enough. They're not getting anywhere. They're not sure where to start. They don't know how to organize their time at times. And some of my clients, they might know how to organize their time, but they might not know where to start. They might know where to start, but they're not sure how to get organized. Or maybe they have to deal with some things. In one client's case, for example, she had to deal with some personal things, what she thought about herself, in order to move forward and be able to do her business successfully. So the benefit of a coach is that I'm able to really move people forward very consistently in a very short amount of time through the training that I've received. And I did, I think it was about maybe 7 months of training in order to become a coach. And so that really helps me to be an expert at being able to move people forward.
That's good. That's good. And it's, again, I don't want to be repetitious, but it is so needed. And I see so often where we don't seek out, and I'm going to use the word professional help, and we go bust. Because we do, we get frustrated. When you're doing this thing on your own, you get frustrated, you get tired, but you need someone. Scripture says it's not good for a man to be alone. You need someone, and someone that is called, trained, prepared to assist you. And I think that's really good. And even with all the information that we have, having that person to talk to you know, put your ideas out against, I think that really helps.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of the successes that your clients have experienced? I'm sure there's a success story.
There are. I absolutely love my clients. I think they are awesome. And there have been successes in fitness, in health, in relationships, in spirituality, and in business. So I'll give you some examples. So in one client's case, she committed to a lifetime change in health and understanding the ramifications of doing otherwise. As we talk through how her health impacted her family, what kind of role model she wanted to be for her son, how her health was going to impact her long term, and how it was impacting her now. In one client's case, they were moving, well, many clients' case, moving forward from their business ideas to now, in one client's case, currently creating business partnerships, building her branding and marketing, and currently getting clients, realizing that she had a strong client base in her actual circle already, as opposed to starting out with branding and marketing to people who are outside of her circle, to strangers online. She actually has a paid client base in her current circle, and so helping her discover that. With another client, helping her develop a daily routine that lends itself to being able to be at peace and be most connected with God. And so that was really, really a big change in her life. By the end of our coaching session, she was actually in conversations with her pastor about getting baptized and really giving her life to Christ after having, after having deepened her relationship on a daily basis through our coaching. For another, it was moving from procrastination to consistent action, which in my experience, a lot of people have a challenge with. Mm-hmm. And another one, one of my biggest client successes was actually from just one complimentary session. So the other successes have come from clients that are paid clients. This is from someone who was only able to afford a complimentary session. This client felt like her life was falling apart in a number of different ways. And in the complimentary session, we addressed an action plan from everything from family to her educational pursuits to her personal perception to her romantic relationship to her finances. She was able to come up with me with an action plan that was going to help take her to the next level in every one of those aspects in her life in 45 minutes. So those are just some successes that I've experienced with some of my clients.
When you talk about an action plan, getting a client moving in action. Mm. I mean, actually moving. Have you found that to be difficult, or what have you found in that area?
You know, that's a great question. So one, part of the movement depends on where the client is before we even start working together. So how mm-hmm. much there is to work through. With my very first client, she was on the go. She just needed me to come in and help her to see her potential and her power. But every time we had a session, she was drastically moving forward. She didn't even know that she had it in her to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But and when I say moving forward, she decided that she was going to create affirmations for herself on a weekly basis. She did that. She decided that she was going to start reading her devotional on a daily basis. She did that. She mm-hmm. decided that she was going to really explore her procrastination and her thoughts about herself in comparison to other people around her. She did that. She was able to do everything that she set out to do, which she hadn't been able to do in years. With other clients, it might be if they aren't able to complete an action that they talk about doing between sessions, then analyzing what is it that was holding them back from doing it and realizing that they might need to adjust their goals, because sometimes the goals that we're setting out for ourselves, the reason why we're not completing them is because they're not reasonable. They're not reasonable given our time that we have. They're not reasonable given the amount of resources we have. And so part of what I help clients do that has really been effective in goal setting was saying, what's the least amount you can do when it comes to this one goal between this session and next session? What's the absolute minimum? Then saying, what's the max? If you did this, you would be so excited. But this is kind of out of the box, almost feels like it's beyond you to do this. And then where is in the middle? So where can we push you, put a little bit, and you'll be able to do this and feel like you've really moved ahead in whatever it is, finances, business, life, relationships. Sometimes with the action plan, I'm saying you need to make a decision. Either you stay in this relationship or you're out, and you need to make it by next year. Mm-hmm. And clients aren't used to that, but that's how in some areas of life, especially when it's in regards to our health, mental health, or emotional health and physical health, we need to make a decision. And so it's proved to be very successful because I've been able to hold clients accountable to make decisions that they might have been holding off and making for years. So I feel like it's been very, very successful, and part of that success is helping clients to adjust their understanding of what they're able to do successfully and then celebrate that.
Right. And that sounds good. Accountability is so important. And I think once you have someone that you are accountable to, or a source that you are accountable to, it provokes you to do more, to do better. Mm. It provokes you to do
yeah.
so. It really does. Mm-hmm. When I was reading your bio, one of the things I read about it says, you observe the struggles of young people and adults in your community while in your youth. But tell us a little about that. We've got about 6 minutes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I grew up in a neighborhood that was initially a retirement Jewish community in North Miami Beach, Florida. And as I grew older, we had an influx of immigrants into the community. And some of them were, you know, working class, lower income immigrants. And so I saw the youth basically not have very much to do at times when their parents were out working and really working hard to support the family, who often people who went to church, you know, really good people. And these people, these young people who didn't have much to do or kind of were wandering, got involved in some really negative things. So drugs, violence, gangs, had a lot of energy. So you saw fences go up. You saw kind of gates go up. People kind of lived kind of being more watchful of their surroundings and not really able to be at peace with feeling free and feeling safe. I saw a lot of young people who had a lot of potential, wonderful personalities, charming, funny, go down the wrong path in terms of just going down a path where they were going to juvenile detention center. two of my colleagues that I knew and was around quite a bit were shot and killed between high school and my college years. And I saw the adults. They were working so hard. So they were working, you know, during the day. Some of them were working at night. Some of them were going back and forth to their country in order to work really hard to support their families. Sometimes there was, you know, strife and struggle in the home because of the stresses of working so hard. So I saw all of that growing up. I remember helicopters looking for people in my neighborhood, flashing their big light at times growing up as well, and how we couldn't go outside on New Year's because, you know, my parents were afraid that it would be too dangerous. So all of those things made me even more just really passionate about helping people, and because I knew that a lot, and I saw it as a teacher, and I saw it working with nonprofits, hurt people.
Right.
I saw all the time. So my goal as a teacher, my goal in working with nonprofits, and even my goal in coaching, was to address the holistic person. What is going on with you? What is your testimony? And how are you responding to it? And is it a response that's going to uplift the people around you? Or is the response actually doing damage to others and doing damage to you? And how can I help you so that that's not the case? So that was kind of how I grew up, and that's kind of how it relates to just my perspective now of wanting everyone to be able to live free and at peace and safe, and wanting everyone to be able to have the opportunity to give back if they can.
Right. Whew, awesome experience, a life-changing experience. About three things that our listeners can do to move their lives and business forward in a way that reflects their mission and purpose daily?
Oh, yes. Fabulous. I'm all about mission and purpose, and I'm all about daily mission and daily purpose. The first thing I would say is develop a 1 to 5 year plan of action today. So we all have things where, like, I wish I could, you know, eat better, or, man, you know, I'm in a very unhealthy relationship, or my hair, you know, I just don't pay enough attention to this hair. Whatever it is, from business to personal development, making a 1 to 5 year plan of action with reasonable goals today is one thing that anybody could do to move their lives and businesses forward. The second thing, you actually mentioned this, is to recruit an accountability partner. So even if you aren't able to recruit a coach right now, you have a friend, you have a cousin, you have a family member. For one woman, I even said her child, her teenage daughter, find someone who you trust, who can hold you accountable to completing the things that you need to do, even on a weekly basis. Mom, you said that you were going to start writing your book. Did you do it? Mom, you said that you were going to, you know, whatever it is, go to the salon and treat yourself because you do so much last month. Like, can I make the call for you? So finding someone who is an accountability partner that is going to hold you accountable to taking action for your personal life or your business is going to be a huge game changer for anybody. And then the third thing is blocking at least 1 hour per day of uninterrupted time to work on your personal or business development. I say uninterrupted because sometimes we are doing things, we're doing a business plan, but we want to clean the house, we go back to the business plan, then we want to call a friend, go back to the business plan, you want to take a walk, you want to do a whole bunch of stuff. So by the end of the day, you got like 2 lines done. And so if you have 1 hour, there's so much you can do in 1 hour. It took I have a nonprofit, and it was just an organization for many years. And for 2 years, I wasn't doing anything. And so I blocked out daily time to work on this nonprofit, and now it's awesome.
You've got to come back. This has been awesome. We're running out of time, but this has really been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a very special guest, Daphne Balson, life business coach. Connect with her. She's on social media. And we're going to be posting more information about her throughout the day. I want you to connect with her. God is doing some great things in her life, and he's doing some great things for you. Please visit women-of-power.org for our upcoming 17th Annual Women's Weekend. I'd love to have you. I'd love to meet you, and so would the Women of Power team. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. I'll see you next week on Walking in Power, Blog Talk Radio.